Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There you have it, my family. It's all over our social media pages. Please be part of that movement, pitching your business, and Radio Pulpit in partnership with the Northwest University Business School, and making possibilities and opening up doors for those of us who are indeed in business. 23 minutes after 12, Captain Deboho August joins us in the next few minutes, my family. And yes, this guy. Can I please have some of my English speaking friends send me a voice note just pronouncing Skata? I love it. Let's have fun, my family, while we engage in meaningful conversation here on Heart to Heart. So the name is Skata. Let me tell you. So Skata is a colloquial, it's a slang term for a dilemma, basically. Yes, a dilemma. So skata, a heavy thing to carry. That is the loose translation or loose interpretation of that word. Come on. I know you want to send me that voice note. Come on, Shalom J. Come on, do it. Natasha, do it. So we're coming back, my family, to hear what your names mean, and if you've taken after your names, and the whole story around your names, as we continue to just keep, you know, at the front of our minds, the fact that the name of the Lord, and in all its sufficiency, in all its wonderfulness, is indeed a strong tower. So 0826572729. Shalom J says, blessings, Ayanda and family. Hello, my darling. My mother wanted to name me after one of my grandmothers. Yeah. So she had two names. My father was the one to go and register me. Dad. Ah. These fathers, what are we going to do with these fathers on Men's Month? Anyway, so he had a thing for French names. And for my brother, from his first marriage, he called Jacques. Okay. Wow. So you were named Jacqueline from Jacques. Okay, so let's hear. So the root name is Jacob, which is the Hebrew for... Come on, girl. Okay, can I please just be the one to testify that you have indeed followed that name? What's up? Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know Jacqueline actually means Jacob. Wow. Right, so he said, so we all know Jacob means supplanter and trickster, but then Elohim redeemed it by changing it to Israel when he was wrestling with him at Jabbok. Wow, amazing. Shalom Jay, I love it. It's beautiful. And then Natasha says, Natasha means born on Christmas Day. Birthday of the Lord. Natasha is a girl's name of Russian origin. Really? What is it? Oh, so it means born on Christmas. Girl. What's that Christmas carol? Oh, come on. My mind, don't do that to me. I'm thinking of a Hark the Herald. Da, da, da. So, Natasha, tell us, did you follow up with your name? Are you personality, you know, life course, you know? Are you following up with that name? Do you tell us? Gogo Jean, hi. Gogo Jean says, hey, Ayanda. What's up, my Gogo? Absolutely love hearing from you. And she's emphasizing, Mama's emphasizing on Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Powerful stuff. Absolutely powerful stuff. Just recognizing that we have a name that is at our disposal. You know, oh man, when I think about the name of God, it's at our disposal, my family. Right, come on, fam, don't be like that. 0826572729. Skata. We want the pronunciation of Skata. Okay, so it's Skata. Skata. And it's actually spelled S-G. It's supposed to have like an apostrophe between S and G. S-G-A-X-A. Okay, so Skata. Come on. We want to have so much fun this afternoon. So here's the Skata for today, my family. And the Skata for today takes us all the way to Marriageville, right? So good morning, Sis Ayanda and family. I'm a born-again child of God, a pastor's daughter. Ding! Number one. I am in my late 30s and would love to settle down. I met a lovely man while traveling on a work trip. We are from the same town. He is not born again. Skata number two. He is not born again, but not Antichrist either. Number three, he wants to marry me. I like him, but he is not born again. Where to from here? Sure. Can somebody please tell us where to from here? Anyone? 0826572729. But Captain Deboho August will, you know, she's got like the tools, everything that we need, and she's got the wisdom. She is indeed an author, my family, the author of No Longer Wearing the Victim Badge, and she joins us on Wednesdays to try and help us through our skaklas. And today's skakla takes us all the way to Marriageville. So there's a couple of themes that we want to focus on, my family, in there. And the first one, of course, is the fact that, you know, the whole traditional thing, you know, if you're born again, marry a born again, let's please bring scripture into it. Let's just talk about that. Itini Lando, I'm particularly interested in hearing from the pastors who now have to deal with officiating marriage, you know, and who have to deal with having to counsel, you know, their members around the issue of marriage. What do you, Mfundisi, when you have two people who have decided we love each other, when love is speaking, you can get no sense into them because love is speaking. On the other side of 1 o'clock, my family, Dr. Lucas Moloi, it's going to be a bit of a, let me just put this disclaimer. So that conversation is a tough conversation. It will be looking at the reality of business and some of the cultural nuances around the ownership of business in South Africa. It is a conversation that is supposed to open up a can of dialogue. Let's talk about these things. And the question that we are trying to answer together with Dr. Lucas Moloi on the other side of 1 o'clock this afternoon is, how do we break through the barriers of ancient gatekeepers in certain sectors? For example, there are, you know, when you observe across ethnic groups, you know that different ethnic groups have a gift in different types of businesses. If you walk into an Indian community, for example, Indian communities are very gifted in retail business, you know, and I think recently I've just picked up in logistics. And then you have white communities, very gifted in traditional economic drivers, your mining, I suppose every sector really, you know. And then you have your black communities, also very gifted in more creative businesses. And so that's the conversation. It's supposed to look at how do we integrate, how do we, decrease and bring low the barriers of entry and not necessarily make ethnicity a requirement in order to go into that area and thrive into that area. That's on the other side of 1 o'clock. But right now, it's 31 minutes after 12, and I do want to welcome Captain Deboho August to greet our wonderful captain and just get a glimpse of what it is that we have ahead of us this afternoon before we cross over to the traffic. Captain, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Afternoon, Ayanda. Afternoon to your listeners. How are you, Radio Pulpit people? Welcome, welcome.
Look, we are absolutely wonderful, and we hope you are too, ma'am. We're talking about names. Let me kickstart with that. Captain, what does your name mean?
Deboho.
Yeah.
Deboho means gratitude. Ah. I have so many reasons to be grateful for. I have so many reasons to just be grateful for in life, and that is exactly what my name means. And for the first born, I know my mom was grateful.
Bona, and you are the embodiment of gratitude, Captain Wena. So you have followed your name. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
I try.
Yeah, now my captain, very quickly before we cross over to the traffic. Hey, now this is Gagla Pela, Captain. And I mean, it's not a new Gagla, but it's a Gagla anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a Gagla because as we live and navigate through life, we come across Gaglas in terms of moles, mountains, rivers. You know, if the children of Israel did not have to go through Gaglas, we wouldn't be talking about Canaan, we wouldn't be talking about victory, we wouldn't be talking about gratitude, as my name says.
Right.
So it's not a Gaglas because we're still here and with each other. We can easily go through Gaglas without pinpointing each other or guilt-tripping each other. We can just walk through this journey together hand in hand and, yeah, let's see how best can we cross over.
Sure, sure. Now, very quickly, Captain, when we look at marriage as a Christian body, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of the basic, very basic, I mean, according to scripture, what are some of the very basic requirements? I don't want to say requirements because now it makes it look like it's a whole job. But anyway, I mean, what are some of the basic rites of passage? Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Mm. I don't suppose that there should be a list that we take off. You know, when God decided to partner with Gideon, we all know about the story of Gideon in Judges 7, verse 9, right?
Yes.
When God decided to partner with Gideon, the word partnership means coming together, working together. Né? So it means that Gideon did not have to travel his journey alone. When he was threshing through wheat, although he felt alone, he knew that God was with him. Although he knew that culture would be against him, seasons would be against him, community, family sometimes would be against him, but the institution of marriage on its own is about partnership. Mm. It has nothing to do with Ndoda mass or ladies mass. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with partnership. And when you understand the fundamentals of partnership, then you will easily find a way, because the institution itself was ordained and blessed by God.
Mm.
We know that the fact that God traveled and traversed with 12 disciples means that he was in partnership with those 12. He could have done it alone. Sometimes he went at it alone. That is why nobody judged him when he said, I am leaving. Mm. And when I ascend, I'm going to ascend alone. So sometimes you have to ascend more than mountains alone in order for you to come down and find the partnership that you need to find in life. But there's nothing wrong with witnessing God's mighty will for your life alone. And the sooner you find out who you are before marriage, the better. Because when you get into the institution of marriage, that is where vulnerabilities start to come out. That is where questions more than answers start to come out. But when God is the basis of that partnership, then I don't think much should be revealed, because God will reveal everything that you need to know. Also, we need to shy away from choosing our own partners or getting ourselves into partnerships that are not ordained.
I love that. Let,
how do you
I'll tell you what, Captain. In fact, why don't you hold that thought for me? Because that was exactly going to be my next question. Should we maybe, as a Christian community, start, you know, exploring, you know, the whole issue of arranged marriages? That's the first point. And number two, you know, what exactly does unequally yoked mean? Is a combination of someone that is not born again and one that is born again a definition of being unevenly yoked? Those are the two questions, Captain, that I'm hoping that you can answer. When we come back from the traffic, my family, 37 after 12, would like to hear from you on this one. I do want to acknowledge your messages coming through about the name. I love it. Absolutely love it. And we'll certainly come have a look at those messages, my family, on 0826572729. Let's help you navigate your traffic.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280. or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
That is exactly who we are, my family. 39 now after 10. Shout out to you for all your incredible support, my family, during our Visiothon in May of 2024. We only need only 300,000 rand to reach our target. Would you please help us reach it before the end of this month? Send us an SMS with the word give to 37871, followed by your name and the amount you wish to give, or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Let's stand together to bring the message of truth. And that, my family, takes us to 20 minutes before the top of the hour. So if that is you and you've been praying about giving, here we are, openly and vulnerably asking you to help us to continue with the work that we do on the airwaves this afternoon. Captain Teboho August is our guest, and the dilemma that we are dealing with pertains to marriage, my family. I'm born again. I've met a man. He's not born again. I'd love to get married. I'd love to settle down. I'm in my late 30s. And without even saying eggs, you know, I sort of, you know, doing their thing. There's a biological thing happening there. What are your thoughts? Please do let us know, my family. Do advise the family what should happen in that situation. Oh, here's a big thing. I'm a pastor's daughter. Oh! Captain, let's continue with our skata. Now, maybe let's start with the second one, Captain. What is being with somebody that does not share the same values with you actually mean in terms of, you know, the Christian definition specifically of marriage? So if I go now and I marry someone that's not born again, am I unevenly yoked?
Mm-mm. Remember, on this particular gaga that we are talking about, mm-hmm. this lady is a born again Christian, where the gentleman is not. Mm. It does not mean that they are unequally yoked just because the gentleman is not. I sense that God is about shift. God is getting ready to shift both their realities. The fact that one of you has not gone through the process of being born again does not mean God does not identify with that person. He's a God person as well. At some point, we have to understand that when we partner with people, we find them in different spaces and stages in their lives, right? So in this moment, it might be that the guy might see God in the lady and decide that I want to follow the God that you are following. But also, the process of following God is an individual process. So when you see him standing there as a born-again, as a non-born-again individual, does not mean that God does not know anything about him. From the very beginning, before he was even, you know, born, while he was in his mother's womb, God knew who he was. So he must not forget that point. And let's put age aside. If you are getting into the institution of marriage with the pressure of ageism, sexism, all those isms that we know about, then you've got it all wrong. You must redirect your point. Because if you fall into the pull and push effect of age, then you might find that you are going out of your way to find somebody that is not yoked or meant to be yoked together equally with you. So when you say you love somebody, what do you mean? We all know what love means. But does it mean that all love does not come from God? Of course not. All love comes from God. So if you are in a stage where you feel ready that you want to partner up with somebody, let it not be because of external pressure or external noise. Let it be because this is a moment that you are reminded of who you are in God, and you want to partner. You want to be a partner in a partnership that God also endorses. But how do you get to a point where you know that God has endorsed this partnership?
Captain Sorim Dasekai. Okay, maybe let's talk about the endorsements, because I've got a scripture here that might change the whole course of our conversation. Yes, how do we know God has endorsed it?
So, you are finally ready for a partnership, but not just a partnership, a solidified partnership. Because partnership needs to be solidified. How many cases of fraud partners do we know out there? How many cases of divorces do we know out there? So if it's not solidified, and solidification can only come from God. It says that when God is ready to make you rise, then there is no question about whether you are of God or from God. So this lady has risen to the occasion, because according to her, she feels that because she studied something, and then history and science has told us that, you know, you're getting old. Does that solidify the union? I doubt it. What solidifies the union, or what should be solidifying the union, is love. And once you go into a partnership, that is, you will feel it as well. Sometimes you need to discern certain individuals and certain spirits, because we're not fighting anything else except for spirits. And some spirits can really, really fake themselves or get morphed to make you believe that it is a real thing. But if God did not give you that trip, that nod to say, you know, the two of you shall become one, then it is your decision. So solidification is number one. And if you find yourself afraid to take a step forward, then you must ask yourself, am I ready to partner with somebody who is also afraid, or who is more courageous than I am? When you're weak, you need to find somebody strong. But it is we are all God's children. But the strong person, the strong man here, is still God. So you still go back to him and say, okay,
Captain.
Is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Captain, you know, before we go further onto that, onto the trail, right, of conversation. Here's a scripture, my captain. Here is a scripture, right? And so I differ, right, in my understanding of what unevenly yoked means, specifically according to scripture. So I differ. I don't think that if I'm born again, I have the leeway, you know, to marry somebody that's not born again. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm saying that. And maybe let me explain that. I hear where you are coming from, because maybe let's take a classic example. Mary and Joseph, right? We all know the backstory, but Joseph didn't. And now Mary, who is now betrothed, is now pregnant, you know, and then the next thing, I mean, what is this? Such a shame. You understand?
Yeah.
But then the Lord then intervenes in the middle of all of that. So what you are saying is that we can't look at people and completely define them according to their status of being born again, because God can reach them overnight and then tomorrow they are born again and then you've let them go and then what? But here's where I am standing in my disagreement, is to say that at the moment where you are being proposed and at the moment where the conversation around will you marry me is happening, if that person is not born again, then if you say yes, you are at that particular moment unevenly yoked. So perhaps then a different conversation needs to happen to say that, look, I like you, I love you, whatever, roses, wah, 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 you know. And then maybe then let's come back and talk destiny. Let's come back and talk about how are we going to do this love thing if our love cannot be defined through Christ? Because technically that's what it means. My love is defined through Christ, but yours is not. It's defined through the flesh. So here's the scripture. And Captain, if you will allow me, I want to bring in an expert in these matters. His name is Onatim Doninji. He's also written a book about marriage, The Two Shall shall become one. So here's the scripture: do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? We are Eva Captain.
But who said this guy is an unbeliever? What is an unbeliever? Also, who said by which anyway all love comes from God? The fact that the two have agreed that they are already talking marriage means that there are fundamentals that none of them are ready to overlook. And that is the basis of any partnership, any friendship, any marriage. If somebody is not... Remember, the fact that God gave your mother grace, for you to be born and walk this earth, it means that tomorrow you can go and meet God and find the perfect friendship with this man called Jesus Christ. And we're not as a born-again lady who is seeing this guy as a non-believer, could backslide. And life has no recipe. God will still be the...
Yes, God will still...
God will still be the judge of it all to say, by the way, I have worked with this lady for 20 years, and this lady has tried out and tested many relationships with the aim of marriage. But this one will see God through her faith, or through her life, or through her thrive. Because some of us met our partners when we didn't even know who God was.
Hey, but Captain! Hi, man! I love this conversation.
Oh God.
My family, Captain Tebogo August, is our guest this afternoon. In case you're wondering who Captain Tebogo is, she is indeed the author of No Longer Wearing the Victim Badge. And so right now, Captain, you please do allow me. I would like to bring author Unathi Mdoninji, also very passionate about the issue of marriage. Unathi, good afternoon. We're literally bulldozing your time. And we would like you to settle a matter for us here. We're dealing with a skagla. Usisi is born again, brother is not, and Sisi is a pastor's child. Now, Usisi is wondering, they now want to get married. And, the lady's like, I don't know, man. You know, what do I do? So, Captain and I are trying to understand, how to deal with the whole issue of being unevenly yoked. Your quick views on the matter in 3 minutes, please. Hi, Unathi. Oh, man, this is not happening to me. Unbelievable. Okay, so I think we're going to have to try and deal with some sound settings on that one. Okay. So perhaps, Unathi, what you can do, and I know that you're speaking, but I absolutely can't hear you. Perhaps what you can do is send me a a voice note, right? And just share what your thoughts are on this particular matter. Are we on par, Unathi? Yes, we are. Okay, fantastic. So, Captain, let me then come back to you, ma'am, let's try and conclude on the matter, and as best as you possibly can, won't you please help us, to understand 2 Corinthians chapter 6, right, verse 10. How do we appropriate that scripture in our processing? And we're not negating that people can be born again overnight. We've seen it. In fact, I have a friend of mine who's been married for over 20 years. 20 years this year, actually. And yeah, the story there was a bit, yeah. Anyway, but the point is, how do we then appropriate that, Captain?
Let's just say, the timing, the years as to how many years you've been born again is small and is insignificant in the eyes of God. You can be, you could have been born again 20 years ago, and I'm just born again 20 minutes ago, and we both go into heaven and sing hallelujah, amen. But when you're talking intimate encounters with partners, lifelong partners, we must know that God has already deemed them worthy of our time, of our presence, of our space. That is only if that partnership is from God. So God already has a vision for your life, both your lives.
Mm.
Born again, not born again. Already, everybody, God has a vision about all of us, whether we have seen him, had an intimate encounter with him or not. He knows us by name. He knows the number of heads on our head. You know the rest, right? So by him having a vision about our lives, it could mean that what we are trying to seek out, the partnership that we want to forge in life, we pray and we fall in his presence, because we understand that as we navigate, we don't walk alone. I told you once that, you know, on that bed, that other day, it was me, the rapist, and God. God will always be there, whether you're in a good place or in a bad state. God will always be there. Especially when he sees that you are in doubt of this particular human being that he has created. Yes? So we need to understand that the fact that he has kept us and he has protected us, and he has shown up in this season of our life that we call love, then the generation that we're going to produce from this thing that we call marriage, that we call love, that is laced with everything nice that we have ticked the boxes off, the ministry itself must still keep and reflect God's values. And we know all about them.
Yeah, what? Captain. Yeah, I don't know which part of me is frying. I can't learn to fry as you are speaking. I don't know if it's religion. Yes. There's a part. Let me tell you something. Something is frying, and I'll tell you where my struggle is, Captain. My struggle, you know, is in the fact that, yes, God loved the world. He sent his one and only begotten son for everyone. That we know, and we accept it. It is the truth, right? But then as a child of God, right now, you are a child of God right now. You're born again, right? You are a believer, okay? So can we then maybe agree that we in this conversation are looking at born again and believer as a synonymous term? And I also hear where you are coming from to say that we've seen many born again people do atrocious things in the name of, you know, but again, for those who are outside of marriage, you know, and they are looking at the choices that are laid down before them, Yakonda, sometimes a person has a great personality, but they really want nothing to do with Christianity or Jesus. They don't mind. You can go to all night prayer, do whatever you want, but don't get me into it. So what do you call that partnership? This is my thing. How do you define that particular partnership? And how, as a child of God, am I going to be able to define that kind of partnership outside of my context, which is Jesus Christ? Yeah, one. So here's Unati. Let's get a message from Mr. Mdoninjwa. Unati, good afternoon, sir. Hey, hi, this WhatsApp. Anyway,
we'll find. What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, we'll try and get it onto the other side. Let me try and see if I can actually be a little bit more clever about that. And if it doesn't play now, we'll play it on the other side, my family, of the news, because we're rushing now to the newsroom. So how do we define that pattern, whatever it is? How do I define it if I'm not born again and my partner's born again? I mean, or if I'm born again and my partner is not born again, what do I call it, Captain?
Do we agree that as a born-again Christian, there's a lot that you still have to learn on this journey with God? Do we agree?
Yeah,
do we agree that
do.
Not all born-again Christians know anything? Actually, as you navigate life, born again or not born again, the journey that you must still walk, you're not in heaven as yet. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So if you walk into marriage as one who does not know it all, not one as we have seen it all, but one who partners with the next person, I think we need to thank God that we because of men.
Captain,
as in the gender men.
Yes.
Because how else is my husband supposed to agree and understand the fundamentals of how to be Christ-like when I don't showcase and portray that every day?
No, no, but no, no, no. But Captain, Namdasekaya, You see, the principle here is that chonga. Let me use I don't want to use ethnics, but let's use a position. Captain, yeah. I'm a receptionist today. Tomorrow they call me, they promote me, and I become an administrator, right? Yeah. So the first day of me being an administrator, I don't know the ins and the outs of what it means to be an administrator. But the point is, I am no longer a receptionist. And if I'm an admin, the important thing is that I am an administrator now. Yeah, understand? But
it does, the lessons that you're taking as a former...
There are definitely lessons when I'm a captain. Right. Yeah, but right. The issue here is that now that I am a child of God, my reality has completely changed. Yes. And so should my choices not be reflected then or reflect the change of that reality?
They should. Definitely they should.
Yeah.
But now, when you walk unknowingly, because there are things that are still hidden, there are truths that we still need to share with the future, or the future needs to share truths with us that we haven't heard as yet. So when you walk into an institution, or when you have plans to walk into an institution like marriage, and you still have questions like, are we equally yoked? What am I supposed to do with a person who's not as exposed to Christianity as I am? What am I supposed to do with this influence that is Christ-like that I'm living as a child of a bishop of a big church somewhere? What am I supposed to do when I get married? It means that you still need counsel. And
so,
counsel can come in different ways.
Okay. Okay, I agree with you. I think it's a great place to leave it. And this is part one, because I think, Captain, part two must then deal with the fact that perhaps then the real counsel to our anonymous is that if you are still asking questions, perhaps you're not ready, number one. Get counsel, because counsel is going to get you to a point where you're able to make a decision that's going to make you sleep at night. Yeah, God. I think masifumela ne apo, you know. And then I think next time, Captain, let's really go into this, because the points that you are making are absolutely valid. However, we have to get to a point where scripture is able to help me and everybody else that's dealing with this situation, you know, to understand it. How, as a child of God, do I navigate the issue of marriage, especially considering the fact that the pool, the dating, or the pool of men that could be available, or of women if you're a guy, could not be born again? How do we deal with that? And let's look at scripture and help us to deal with that. It's 2 minutes after one, my family. Captain, we appreciate you. We love you. And I love the fact that, you know, whenever we get to these feisty moments, you know, the real captain comes out. Love it.
I aim to please.
Love it so much, ma'am, and really appreciate your time. Where do we find you? Where do we connect with you?
I am on all social media platforms. I am on X, Lady Chat. I am on Facebook. You'll find me at Teboho Teofiness August, and then that is also on Insta. Call me. I am on 0726105349 to get your copy of the happiness book that everybody's talking about. Get yourself a book. We can be a non-reading nation. That can be.
Fantastic. Captain Teboho August, my family, way into news time. 3 after 1, we're crossing over to the news brought to you by the Ear Institute. And we are indeed going to play that voice note from Onatim Doninja just to sign off and seal today's conversation, which was part one. Next week will certainly be part two. It's Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.